The most popular destination spot for partying in Tampa takes place along South Howard Avenue in what is called the Soho District. But its popularity is creating major parking problems in the area for local businesses and residents. At a workshop held at the Tampa City Council today, council members weighed options on what to do about those residents who consider the explosion of cars parked in their neighborhood, especially on weekend nights, to be a detriment to the community. City Attorney Kathy Coyle listed some of the challenges in the area.
Parking demand, availability, and enforcement. Balancing the residential needs with the growing commercial needs.
Coyle said some of the factors to deal with is the city's zoning code regarding off-site parking for businesses. It currently only allows such parking locations 300 feet away, though there is a proposal to expand that to 1,000 feet. Another possibility is a residential parking plan, such as the case in Ybor City, which bans parking on residential streets except for those who live there. Coyle also mentioned increasing parking fines, adding parking meters, or towing illegally parked cars. Councilmember Linda Saul-Sennett said the neighborhood has been begging for relief for years now and didn't want to hear about more meetings taking place before any actions could be enacted.
Wouldn't you say that the neighborhood's consistent engagement on this means that they've already met the bar of a neighborhood requesting a permit program? Because frankly, they've been requesting and requesting and requesting. I think the first three things, like that they say that they want it, that you've done a study, it seems like you're already like it, maybe the third thing down on the list.
The city's parking manager, Jim Corbett, told Saul-Sennett that though there were initial meetings on establishing a residential parking plan some 2 years ago, it wasn't until last fall that he heard from a neighborhood firmly looking to go into that direction, which would mean establishing firm boundaries as to what areas would be under that directive. Councilwoman Mary Mulhern had several suggestions, such as using the parking garages of local businesses at night.
First of all, there's all kinds of parking available there that no one's using. Like Kathy, that was great to see Sweet Bay. I mean, that parking lot, all you need is a parking attendant, and somebody could be making some money on weekends parking people in that parking lot on Swan. So that doesn't need to be a public-private partnership. It just needs to be somebody with a little sense to figure out how to make some money parking people there.
Mulhern also endorsed the idea of giving residential parking permits to local residents and targeting any other cars in the neighborhood.
You put up no parking, you will be towed sign, and then you tow those cars. As soon as you get your car towed while you're at a bar, you come out and you don't find it, you have to pay to get your car back, you're going to stop doing that.
Councilman Charlie Miranda said he didn't want to take any potential remedy to Soho parking off the table, but he was partial towards conducting a pilot program of choosing one block to install a residential parking plan.
Why is it we don't have enough parking? Well, I would imagine that most of the land there is not owned by the city. It's owned by private individuals. As Ms. Coyle said earlier, we need to maybe form some type of a public-private arrangement so these things are worked out. But these things take time. However, that being said, under the economic situation that we're in today, it might take a little shorter time than longer time because people need to get something done on the properties that are vacant.
Walter Crumbly is the president of the Courier City Oskawana Resident Homeowner Association. Living on Southwestland Avenue, a street strongly affected by non-residents parking, he had a lot of opinions of possible solutions to try to alleviate the parking problems. He did not think a private partnership with local grocery stores would actually work.
The Publix people are not going to let the drunks use their parking lot. It's a very, very simple issue. I'm a lawyer. Some of you all are lawyers. There's a little liability issue in there. When somebody gets hurt in the parking lot, they're going to sue the guy that owns the lot. So there you go. There's your problem.
Crumbly endorsed the idea of a residential parking plan, but said simply ticketing those who park illegally is not a sufficient sanction.
I would say also that if you're going to have no parking or resident parking, that it be tow away. Okay. Tickets don't mean a thing to anybody.